Learning Sefer Tehillim with the commentary of Ma'am Lois by Rabbi Shmuel Yishalmi. This is Shir number 23. May the learning of Torah be a merit for myself, yourself, for listening to this tape or CD or any of our other Torah lectures online at EnglishTorahTapes.com. We are holding in chapter 45, Pasuk 13. Uvas tzor b'mincha panayach yichalu ashirei om. Daughter of Tyre, the riches of the people will entreat your favor with a gift. Daughter of Tyre, when they hear of your high station and of the king's strong love for you, they will entreat your favor with a gift. The wealthiest people will honor you. With the interpretation that the Pasuk speaks of the Mashiach, the singer says, the daughter of Tyre will entreat you to accept her gift. This corresponds to the words of Yeshayahu, they will lay their hand upon Edom and Moab, and the children of Ammon will obey them. The Pasuk is found in Yeshayahu. There is an indication here that if a man desires to be worthy of possessing the light of Hashem, attaining knowledge of the Torah, and merit the world to come, he must forsake all material things and luxuries to which he has been accustomed since birth. Let him not fear that by doing so he will be abandoned and remain bereft of everything. On the contrary, when the king of the world would desire your beauty, as in the last pasuk we learned, O daughter of Tyre, the riches of the people will entreat your favor with a gift. They will provide you with all good things. Pasuk Yudalit, Pasuk 14. Kol kevuda bas melech panimo mimishpetzois zohav levusha. The full glory of a king's daughter is within. Her raiment is inwrought with gold. Not only the daughters of Tyre will then come to entreat your favor, but the king's daughter will also come. She whose full glory is to remain within her chamber and whose raiment is inwrought with gold, on the rare occasion that she does venture forth, even she will become to behold your face. The singer proclaims the difference between the congregation of Israel and the daughter of Tyre, whose sole distinction is that the riches of the people will entreat your favor with a gift. All they can do is endeavor to ingratiate themselves with pieces of silver. It is otherwise for the congregation of Israel, the king's daughter, whose full glory is within. Her raiment is inwrought with gold. She remains within her land, which is as precious to her as patterns of gold. A subtle interpretation says, a man must strive to make his inner self as his outer self. As Eov said, I clothed myself in righteousness, and it robed me. In justice was my cloak and turban. In ancient times, a cloak was the customary dress of prophets and men of piety, and Eov thus says, if I have clothed myself with elegant outer garments, a cloak and a turban, an allusion to fine character traits and good manners, so have I been clothed with fine inner garments. I clothed myself in righteousness, and justice was my cloak and turban. Simon the singer says here, the full glory of a king's daughter, a human being whose soul is a daughter of God, or else the Jewish people who is a daughter of God is within. Her raiment is inwrought with gold. Her inner self should be as her outer self. It is no glory for her to resemble a jewel of gold in a swine's snout, a pasuk that's found in Mishlei. Our sages teach, when a woman out of modesty confines herself to the home, she is worthy of marrying the high priest and will give rise to the generation of high priests. They relate that Kimchet had 7 sons, all of whom served as Kohanim Gedolim, high priests. So a question was sent to her, what good deeds have you done to your credit? She said to them, never have the beams of my house seen the hair on my head. There is an allusion here to the congregation of Israel. She is a daughter of the King of Kings, and there is an allusion to secret teachings of the Torah. The full glory is within. This is also an allusion to the soul that fulfills the will of her master. Although the full glory of the king's daughter is within, inside her own home, the body where she dwells in poverty and privation, Hashem will supply all her needs in the world to come. For as our sages teach, when one keeps the commandments of God in poverty, in the end, he will fulfill them in wealth. or else it may be said, when a person adheres to the Torah and fulfills the mitzvahs, he provides the soul with her raiments. These are more precious than patterns of gold. Pasuk Tesvav, Pasuk 15. Lirkomos tuval lamelech besulos achareho re'oseho buvo'os loch. She will be led into the king in embroidered garments. The virgins, her companions that follow her, will be brought to you. The king's daughter, who will come for a visit, will be led into the king in embroidered garments. She will not come alone. Together with all her companions that follow her, she will be brought to you. The singer goes on to say that with gladness by their own choosing and with rejoicing they will be led into the king's palace. Pasuk Tezayin, Pasuk 16. Tuvalno bismochos vagil tovoeno beheichal melech. They will be led with gladness and rejoicing. They will enter into the king's palace. Everyone will behold the king's glory, a reference to the Mashiach. The people will be led to you with gladness and rejoicing. The king's daughters, the nations of the world, will joyously enter the palace where the Messianic king is seated to pay him homage. The queen means the congregation of Israel. She will be the mistress among all the peoples. Hear, O daughter, the singer says. He tells each nation to obey the will of the king of the world by adhering to the seven Noahide laws. Pasuk Yud Zayin, Pasuk 17. Tachas avosecho yiyu v'necho tishisemo l'sorim b'chol ha'oretz. Instead of your fathers will be your sons, whom you will make princesses in all the land. What will they who come to visit him say? They will say, instead of your fathers will be your sons, may your sons ascend to the throne after him. The same thing is said about the Mashiach. Just as the Messianic king will inherit the throne from his forefathers, going back generation after generation to David, so will his sons inherit the throne after him. In relation to the Torah, the present pasuk says, if a man is a Talmud Chacham, and his son is a Talmud Chacham, a wise scholar, and his son's son is a Talmud Chacham, then Torah learning will never depart from his children, from his family. The Talmud explains that this is so if all three generations saw one another. The son's son studied together with his grandfather. Accordingly, it says here, if the condition under your fathers will be your sons will study under your fathers is fulfilled, then you will make, and I will make your name to be remembered in all generations. Throughout the generations, your children will be known as Torah scholars. A somewhat different emphasis says, even when the sons will suppress the stature of their fathers by becoming princesses in all the land, nonetheless they will not deem themselves superior to their fathers and will not spurn their words. Pasuk Yud Ches, Pasuk 18. Askira shimcha b'chol dor v'dor alkein amim yehoducha le'olam v'ed. I will make your name to be remembered in all generations, therefore will the peoples praise you forever and ever. I will make your name known in every gathering. Your renown will be worldwide, and all the peoples will praise you forever and ever. When after their visits they come to part from you before returning to their homes, the princes of the world will say, instead of your fathers will be your sons, whom you will make princesses in all the land. I will make your name to be remembered in all generations. In every generation the people will know the name of Mashiach, and they will wait for his coming. Therefore, when he finally comes, the peoples will praise you forever and ever. They will all proclaim you their king, and your dominion and greatness will be unprecedented. Then again, the singer is perceived as speaking to Hashem. He says, when the Mashiach comes, your name will be proclaimed throughout the world. We were exiled among the peoples of the world so that when the Mashiach comes, they will praise you forever and ever. We have already mentioned the story of the sage who came upon an oasis, ate of the fruit of the tree, drank of the stream passing by there, and when leaving said to the tree, how shall I bless you? Delightful fruit you already have. This is a Gemara, by the way. A fresh stream to water you, you already have. Let me then bless you, that all the plantings taken from you should be like you. Similarly, the singer here blesses the happy man. In place of your fathers will be your sons. His sons should be like him. Thereby I will make your name to be remembered in all generations. What the singer says here about the Mashiach, I will make your name to be remembered in all generations, corresponds to the words of Yeshayahu about the redemption of the Jewish people. As the Pasuk says in Yeshayahu, in that day I will praise you. Now we come to chapter 46, Pasuk 1. Lam Netzeach of Nei Korach al Alamos Shir, for the conductor of Psalm of the sons of Korach upon Alamos a song. This is the third psalm composed by the sons of Korach. The first one was number 44, spoke prophetically of the gullus, the exile that would befall the Jewish people in the future. The second one, 45, spoke of the redemption. The present psalm speaks of the pangs of the Messianic age and the war launched by Gog and Magog. This will be followed by the Jewish people dwelling peacefully in the Holy Land and universal acknowledgement of the kingdom of God. Their prophecies about the future were spoken under the influence of the Holy Spirit. The songs and chants of praise attributed to them are of great antiquity, and they refer to secret matters of the supernal wisdom. So do all the psalms composed by David himself. The singer begins by declaring, for the conductor of Psalm of the sons of Korach upon Alamos a song. Alamos refers to one of the musical instruments, and it alludes to hidden matters concerning the suffering of the Jewish people. In the end, however, there will be song. After their deliverance from suffering, the Jewish people will chant songs. Then again, the sons of Korach teach us here that songs have to be recited even when afflictions beset the world. For these songs bear witness to historic matters, as our sages have said, for the conductor of Psalm of the sons of Korach upon Alamos, a song. Hence the Torah says in Iyov, who does great things past finding out? Yes, wonders without number. No human can count the wonders of Hashem. As David too says, to him who alone does wonders, Hashem alone knows what miracles he performs for us. Accordingly, the sons of Korach said, upon Alamos, the hidden things, Alumos, a song. We have seen hidden things, and we do not know what it was we saw. When a man performs some creative work, we know its purpose. But because God does great things past finding out, we do not understand their aim and profundity. They are hidden matters. The term Olamos can be read Olamos, worlds. The sons of Korach said, we have seen two worlds, that of the righteous and that of the wicked. Behold the way of those who put their trust in their possessions. When their hour comes, what can they do? Their wealth does not stand by them. As the scripture says, nor will their silver or their gold be able to deliver them on the day of Hashem's wrath. The pasuk that's found in Zephaniah. Some explain that when Korach and his band were swallowed up by the earth and the sons of Korach were spared, they prophesied that Hashem will do the same thing to Yerushalayim and its inhabitants. They would be saved while all the peoples and kingdoms who will come to wage war against them would perish. Pasuk Beis, Pasuk 2. Alekim lanu machaser v'oz ezro b'tzoros nimtzom od. Hashem is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. When troubles come, the prophesied birth pangs of the Messianic age besets us. Hashem is our refuge. Similarly, the Torah says, hide yourself for a little moment until the indignation will have passed. A pasuk that's found in Sefer Yeshayahu. Hashem will be a very present help to save our small people from the might of many populous nations. Similarly, the sons of Korach said earlier, O Hashem, we have heard with our ears. You did break and batter the peoples. You have cast off and brought us to confusion and shame, and you do not go forth with our host. But you will also be our refuge and strength when the birth pangs of the Messianic age are felt. The ways of Hashem are not as the ways of flesh and blood. Friends stand by a person in times of peace and prosperity, but may not stand by him in times of trouble. Hashem's way is to be a very present help in trouble. He is more helpful than in times of calm and well-being. Thus the sons of Korach declare, just as a miracle occurred to save them when the ground upon which they stood became like a fortress, so will Hashem perform a similar miracle for us in the future. As it says, Hashem will be a high tower in times of trouble. It has been noted that the letters of the word Me'od, Mem Aleph Dalet, are the beginning letters of Mashiach Adam David, to indicate that David himself will be the Mashiach, and he will yield the authority of Adam, the first man. Hashem is very close to any of us. He is very present to those who turn to him. But other gods are called alien deities. They are alien to their petitioners and cannot help them. A very present help in trouble, as it says, but if from there you will seek Hashem your God, you will find him. If you seek him with all your heart and with all your soul, a pasuk that is found in Chumash Devarim. Now Mechase, refuge, means refuge from afflictions that come from heaven, while O, strength, means being saved from afflicting that originate on earth at the hand of man. The singer says that Hashem saves the person from both kinds of troubles. Indeed, he transforms the troubles themselves into becoming a help. Ezra Betzoris, literally, as our sages declare, he makes of the wound a bandage. At all times, therefore, help is immediately very present. Pasuk Gimel, Pasuk 3. Al kein lo nira bahamir oretz uvemot horim belev yamim. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth change, and though the mountains are moved into the heart of the seas. We will not fear, though the earth change, due to the mighty wars between nations. As it says, and they were broken in pieces, nation against nation, and city against city, pasuk that's found in Divrei Hayomim. The singer declares, when we clearly behold that Hashem bestows His great compassion upon us, it becomes evident that He desires our continued existence. He does not want to destroy us, so we will not fear anything. Though the mountains are moved into the heart of the seas, there is an allusion here to the prophecy that at the time of the redemption, the Mount of Olives will be split in the middle by a great valley from east to west, as brought down to Zechariah. As a result of the splitting, the waters of the sea will roar. Because you draw relief out of distress itself, therefore we will not fear. Though the earth change, and though the mountains are moved into the heart of the seas, at the very moment that the entire earth shakes and quakes, we will believe that there is hope in the midst of the distress. Another interpretation says, we will not fear, though the earth change, that is, the kingdoms pass away, but then the kingdom of Israel will arise. And then again, Eretz is rendered land, the land of Israel. The land of Israel, which now lies in ruins, will be rebuilt. As it says, Hashem builds Yerushalayim, He gathers together the outcast of Israel. Pasuk Dalet, Pasuk 4. Yamu, Yechmeru, Meimov, Yerashu, Horim, Begavoso, Selah. Though its waters rage and foam, to the mountains roar at its swelling Selah. The waters form waves upon waves, high and lofty as the sea rages furiously. Foam, the term Yechmeru, has at its root chamar, gross matter, mud. The churning, raging seas muddy the water by dragging up mud from the bottom. This pasuk alludes to Gog and Magog, who will rage and roar against Yerushalayim at the time of the Mashiach. The term Gavoso literally means in its or his pride. In its pride then refers to the raging sea. The high waves make it seem to swell, grow proud. Others interpret Begavoso as in his pride, that is, the reference is not to the appearance of the sea, but to Hashem, who is the cause of the raging sea. Hence the pasuk reads, the mountains roar at his majesty, his pride. In the raging and roaring of the sea, one can behold the grandeur of Hashem. Similarly, during the war of Gog and Magog, the Jewish people will behold the manifestation of Hashem's majesty, as it says in Zechariah, Hashem will come and all the holy ones with you. And for those that are interested, the entire Trei Osar Tanakh with the commentary by Amlois has been translated and put on tape or CD if anybody would like to learn Tanakh, especially Trei Osar. Pasuk Hey, Pasuk 5. Nahor Pelogov Yisamchu Ir Lakim Kadosh Mishkanei Elyon. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holiest dwelling place of the Most High. In the future the seas will rage and roar, and against them will come forth a river from Yishalayim, the city of God. Its streams will gladden the inhabitants of the city of God. Thus it says, it will come to be on this day the living waters will go out from Yerushalayim, the holiest dwelling place of the Most High. This is Yerushalayim. It has the highest degree of holiness in the land of Israel. She is entirely a dwelling place of the Most High. This is an indication that Torah learning and Torah law will issue from the Beis HaMikdash, the Holy Temple, to all houses of study, like streams flowing from a river. There's also an allusion here to the prophecy of Yechezkel that Hashem will sprinkle purifying waters upon the Jewish people. In the future, the holiness of Yerushalayim will extend like flowing streams to the entire land of Israel. The holiest dwelling place of the Most High. This alludes to the celestial Yerushalayim that corresponds to the terrestrial Yerushalayim. Both will rejoice when the outcasts of Klal Yisrael are gathered into them. Some explain that David here gives thanks to Hashem for not removing his special supervision from the land of Eretz Yisrael. Although this land is surrounded by four seas and seven rivers, it is not struck by earthquakes with the same frequency as occurs in the mountains under the seas. Thus it says, a pasuk found in Zechariah, and you will flee just as you fled from before the earthquake in the days of Ezehu, king of Yehuda. This implies that earthquakes were very rare. And hence it says, whose streams make glad the city of God. The inhabitants will enjoy the benefits of the sea without suffering its disadvantages. Pasuk Vav, Pasuk 6. Elikim bekirbo balpimot yazreho elikim lifnos boker. Hashem is in the midst of her. She will not be moved, shaken. Hashem will help her at the approach of morning. Even if the mountains will collapse, Mount Zion will not collapse. Hashem will help her at the approach of morning. The darkness of Gog and Magog's aggression will begin to recede when the voice of Hashem intervenes to terrify and annihilate nations. As it says, their flesh will consume away while they stand upon their feet, and their eyes will consume away in their sockets, and a great panic from Hashem will be among them. A pasuk is found in Zechariah. Some perceive an allusion to the western wall of the Beis HaMikdash. The Shechinah has never departed from this site. Hashem will help her at the approach of morning in the merit of Avram, who prayed at the approach of morning. He established the morning prayer. We will receive all the good things that have been prepared for us in the merit of Yitzchak. We will be saved from the wars of Gog and Magog. And in the merit of Yaakov, we will inherit the world to come. Some say that this pasuk is a plea for the city of God, Yerushalayim and the land of Israel. Let them not be moved. Hashem, help them at the approach of morning, as it says, may He send forth your help from the sanctuary and support you out of Zion. May this help come at the approach of morning, whose source is the thread of loving kindness extended in the morning. As it says, then the sea returned to its strength at the approach of morning. Pasuk that's found in Chumash Shemos. After the darkness of suffering, He will make our righteousness come forth as the light of morning. This is also an allusion to the teaching that when the inhabitants of the land of Israel serve Hashem and adhere to His Torah, they are secured against troubles. Thus the Torah says here, Hashem is in the midst of her. She will not be shaken. If the camp is pure, the Jewish people is free of the taint of transgression. It will not be shaken. Even if there's weeping in the night, Hashem will help her at the approach of morning. Pasuk Zayin, Pasuk 7. Homu goyim motu mamlochos nosan bekolo tomug oretz. Nations roar, kingdoms are moved, shaken. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. Nations roar, kingdoms are moved. The nations will come in great multitudes, as it says in Pasuk Zechariah, for I will gather all the nations against Yerushalayim to battle. But he uttered his voice, the earth melted. When Hashem will afflict with his voice all those multitudes of the earth who came to make war, they will be totally annihilated. There is an allusion here to the voice of the ram's horn that will be heard in the future to make the earth tremble. Again, this is a pasuk from Zechariah, which is all part of the 12 Trei Osir Nevi'im. Pasuk Ches, Pasuk 8, Hashem Tzavo'u Simonu Mizkov Lonu Lehe Yaakov Selah. The Lord of Hosts is with us. The God of Yaakov is our high tower Selah. Why will we not fear, though the earth change? For the Lord of Hosts is with us. The God of Yaakov is our high tower Selah. He will be our towering fortress of strength during all those troubles. Just as Yaakov faithfully shepherded Laban's sheep, so the God of Yaakov has always shepherded us since that time, and He will always answer our call in the future. Said Rabbi Chizkiah in the name of Yaakov, never let this pasuk depart from your mouth. The Lord of Hosts is with us. The God of Yaakov is our high tower, Selah. The emphasis of with us means material prosperity, protection from sin, and intellectual achievement. As the Torah says about Yosef, and Hashem was with Yosef. And it says about David, for Hashem is with him, a pasuk that's found in Shmuel Aleph, which our sages interpret to mean that his rulings in Torah law were accepted as binding. Some interpret the above passage as follows. Whenever a person is beset by troubles, let him recall our forefather Yaakov, who was stricken by affliction again and again, and it did not destroy him. We should say to ourselves, therefore you sons of Yaakov are not consumed. A pasuk found in Malachi. Rabbi Yosef Bar Abin says that we should recite, O Hashem of Hosts, happy is the man who trusts in you. These two views are to be understood as referring respectively to the society as a whole and to the individual. According to Rabbi Chizkiah, the Torah speaks to the nation as a whole. Whereupon Rabbi Yosef Bar Abin added, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that trust in Hashem also safeguards the individual person. Hence the pasuk says, happy is the man who trusts in you. Pasuk Tes, Pasuk 9. L'chu chazu mif'alos Hashem asher sam shamos boretz. Come behold the works of Hashem who has made desolation in the land. In the future one man will say to another, behold the works of Hashem who has made desolation in the land. He will devastate all the nations who come to make war against Yerushalayim. When the few will have devastated many nations, this will be recognized as nothing less than the works of Hashem, as the prophet Zechariah has foreseen. Then will Hashem go forth and fight against those nations, as when he fought in the day of battle. Pasuk Yud, Pasuk 10. Mashpis melchomos at ketzei ha'oretz keshes yishaber v'kitzeis chanis agolos yisrof beish. He makes wars cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and cuts the spear. He burns the chariots in the fire. Hashem silences war to prevent it reaching us. He makes it cease to the end of the earth, so that not a single nation would fight against us. It is conveyed that this war will mark the end of all wars forever. For the survivors will realize that the hand of Hashem intervened. They will know that Hashem is God, and all mankind will come to serve Him. The bow of the enemy will be broken, and the spear of Gog and Magog will be severed. As it says in Yechezkel, I will smite your bow out of your left hand. He burns the chariots of war in the fire, as it says, and I will rain down upon him, and upon his bands, and upon the many peoples that are with him, a torrential rain, a great hailstones, fire and brimstone. Pasuk Yud Aleph, Pasuk 11. Harfu udu'u ki anochi elehim orum bagoyim orum boretz. Let it be and know that I am Hashem. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. Hashem says to the nations, let it be. Desist from wars before I break your bows. Know that I am Hashem who will pass judgment upon you, and know that in my hand is the power to raise up and to cast down. You have not known me until now, but this time I will be exalted among the nations, and I will be exalted throughout the earth. Our sages inferred that Hashem said to the people of Israel, "Let it be, desist from your evil deeds. Know that I'm Hashem." Rabbi Yudin and Rabbi Levi said, "Thus said Hashem to Klal Yisrael, desist from your evil deeds and repent. As in the blink of an eye, you will then know that I am Hashem." Pasuk Yud Beis, Pasuk 12. Hashem Tzavo'os Imanu Miskav Lanu Leheyakov Selam. The Lord of hosts is with us. God of Yaakov is our high tower, Selam. At that time, the Jewish people will declare, Hashem of hosts is with us. He has saved us from the nations, and we were not demeaned by defeat at their hands. Hashem of Yaakov is our high tower, and he will continue to be our high tower forever. Another interpretation says the singer here addresses the nations of the world who do not believe in divine providence. Why do you think that everything is in nature, that wars can only be won by intrigue and might? Behold, a king is not saved by the multitude of a host. A mighty warrior is not delivered by great strength. So beat your swords into plowshares and your spears into pruning hooks. A pasuk that is found in the Sefer Yeshayahu. Come, behold the works of Hashem, who has made desolations in the earth. Everything is under divine supervision. Victory is not due to your might. He breaks the bow and cuts the spear. He burns the chariot in the fire. Please turn tape. The time has come. Let it be, and know that I am Hashem. I will be exalted in the earth. All the nations will proclaim, the God of hosts is with us. The God of Yaakov is our high tower forever. Chapter 47, Pasuk 1. Lamnatzeach levnei Koirach Mizmor. For the conductor of Psalm of the Sons of Korach. Pasuk base. Kolu amim tiku chafariu lelehim b'kol rinam. O clap your hands, all your nations, shout to Hashem with the voice of joyous song. The previous psalm depicted the saving of Yerushalayim and the survival of its inhabitants in the wars of the future. The present psalm continues by describing the great rejoicing of the Jewish people that will follow their deliverance. It speaks of the days of the Mashiach and of the redemption of the Jews from under the heel of their oppressors in Golus. They would now have power over those who hated them, and Hashem will rule over them on the mountain of His sanctuary. It has become customary to recite this psalm prior to sounding the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, the Day of Judgment. The reason is this: if on this day any man sums up his deeds and finds himself owing much to Hashem, let him not fall into despair. Let him be reminded that the sons of Korach felt remorse at the very last moment before descending into the pit of the grave. When they repented, their place in Gehenna became a fortified refuge instead, and the Holy Spirit rested upon them. As will be explained at the end of this chapter, another reason for reciting this psalm of Rosh Hashanah is that it alludes to three reasons for sounding the shofar. A psalm. The present psalm speaks of the kingdom of Hashem that will come into being. This will be an occasion for all men to be joyous. Thus it says, Hashem is most high, awesome, a great king over all the earth. And it says, Hashem has broken the staff of the wicked, a pasuk that's found in Sefer Yeshayahu. So rejoice. So when the wicked rule in the world, all men everywhere groan in distress. Not a man walks with his head high. As it says, when the righteous are on the increase, the people rejoice. But when the wicked man bears rule, the people mourn. When the wicked rise, men hide themselves. These are psukim that are found in Mishle. It is a harsh day before Hashem when He causes man to rule over man. The Torah here begins by declaring, clap your hands, all the nations. Hashem has promised that I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. Here he calls to all the tribes of Israel. Similarly, we find that the tribes are called nations. as when Hashem said to Yaakov, "Behold, I will make you a multitude of nations." He tells them, all the nations will then clap their hands and raise their voices in joyous song. Then again, nations refers to the other peoples of the world. They will all clap their hands, that is, they will justify Hashem's judgment and sing about it. As it says, "Oh, let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you will judge the peoples with equity and lead the nations upon the earth." The pasuk is found later on in Sefer Tehillim. Having spoken of the downfall of the nations that will come to wage war against Israel, the singer now says, "Clap your hands, all you nations. Be glad that Hashem afflicted you, for Hashem is most high and awesome. He sees the tears of the oppressed and passes judgment based on the truth. At the present time, nations wage war against one another for ideological or religious reasons, to strengthen the influence of their particular beliefs, or else because they want to rule over others. But on that day when Hashem will be acknowledged as king over all the earth, the nations will unite to serve Hashem, and He alone will be king over them all." Instead of "clap your hands," "tikul chaf" is also rendered "shake hands." Wager to outdo one another in proclaiming before your God your commitment to institute peace among the nations. Fulfill the prophecy that nation will not lift sword against nation, neither will they learn war anymore. A passage that's found in Sefer Yeshayahu. When the Jewish people will sound the ram's horn for the Mashiach, you nations will not sound the ram's horn, but clap your hands. Thus it says, "Happy is the people that know to shout the sound of the horn. Only the people of Israel know how to transform the attribute of judgment to the attribute of mercy by sounding the ram's horn." Pasuk Gimel, Pasuk 3. Ki Hashem Elyon Noiru Melech Godol Kol Haaretz. For Hashem is most high, awesome, a great king over all the earth. The singer continues with the happy tiding that Hashem will fulfill His promise. "I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. Hashem will be most high, awesome, and He will also be a great king over all the earth. Men will know Him and fear Him everywhere on earth, as it says, 'Let it be, and know that I am Hashem.' The glory of Hashem will then be revealed in the world, and all nations will see the Lord Most High awesome. Up to that time, they will think that the Lord is awesome in the Most High, Noira Elyon. He is awesome only in the supernal realms, not on earth. Now they will recognize that the Lord Most High is awesome. Everywhere a great king all over the earth who takes note of human actions. It is clear that one who stands on high ground is victorious over warriors who stand below. Accordingly, the Torah says here that Hashem is most high, awesome. We who are below must be in awe of Him who is most high, especially since He is a great king over all the earth who attends to all details of the world. God is a king because He judges the world by the rule of law. Although Hashem tempers His conduct of the world by the attribute of mercy, nonetheless Hashem is awesome over all the earth." Pasuk Dalet, Pasuk 4. Yedaber Amim Tachtenu Ulumim Tachas Raglenu. He leads nations under us and peoples under our feet. Hashem will lead the nations from the ends of the earth to Shalayim to teach them the path of truth. As it says about the Jewish people, "You will be called Kahanim, priests of Hashem," a pasuk that's found in Sefer Yeshayahu. Previously, the Jewish people were regarded as the most debased of all peoples on earth. But in the days of the Mashiach, the nations will acknowledge our worth and wisdom, and they will accept our leadership. The Torah mentions three praises that correspond to the three attributes of Hashem as the great, the mighty, and the awesome. It's a pasuk that's found in Chumash Devarim. Corresponding to the awesome, it says, "For Hashem is most high, awesome." Corresponding to the great, it says, "A great king over all the earth." And corresponding to the mighty, it says, "He subdues nations under us." The reading of Yadber as subdues is linked to the meaning of Dever, a plague. Hashem subdues the nations as if by means of a plague, and they fall under Israel's rule. The nations that will come to wage war against us and to subjugate us will be defeated in the end. Or else read, they will be exterminated by pestilence, as the prophet Zechariah has foretold. The pasuk that's found in Zechariah. Pasuk Hey, Pasuk 5. Yivchar lanu es nachlusenu es ka'on Yaakov asher ohev selam. He chooses our inheritance for us, the pride of Yaakov, whom he loves, selam. Now the singer goes on to explain that after the downfall of Gog and Magog, Hashem will choose our inheritance for us. This means the land of Israel and the holy Beis HaMikdash. The pride of Yaakov refers to the temple, that the Jewish people gloried in it. That he loves, Hashem loves the city of Yishlaim, as it says in Melachim Aleph, for Yishlaim's sake, the city which I have chosen. And it says, Hashem loves the gates of Sion more than the dwellings of Yaakov. Hashem will also choose the holy temple, the pride of Yaakov. Yaakov called it a house, as it says, surely Hashem is in this place. This is no other than the house of Hashem. As we find a pasuk in Chumash Bereishis, hence the Beis HaMikdash is here named after him, the pride of Yaakov. Similarly it says, come let us go up to the mountain of Hashem, to the house of Hashem of Yaakov. A pasuk is found in Yishayahu. A different interpretation refers to Yaakov's love for the land of Israel, the pride of Yaakov that he loves forever. Thus we find that he did not go down to see his son Yosef until Hashem said to him, fear not to go down to Mitzrayim. Then when he was dying, he instructed Yosef, bury me not, I pray you, in Mitzrayim, but I will lie with my fathers. We do not rely on our own merit, but on the merit of the pride of Yaakov, whom Hashem loves forever. That's why it says Selah. As it says Hashem, yet I loved Yaakov, Pasuk Malachi. This love never ceases. Yaakov also said, how awesome is this place. Then again, the Pasuk emphasizes that our deepest desire is not the downfall of the other nations, but that Hashem should choose our inheritance for us. Let him return us to the land of Israel, and let there rise the pride of our strength. Pasuk that's found in Yechezkel, the spirituality, splendid third base of Mikdash that will last forever, Selah. We are also to rejoice that Hashem has chosen Yerushalayim as our inheritance. As it says about Yerushalayim, make glad the city of God, and as it also says, for you have not yet come to rest and to the inheritance which Hashem your God gives you. Pasuk that's found in the Chumash Devarim. Our sages explained the rest means Shiloh, where the Mishkan was located, and the inheritance means Yerushalayim. He chooses our inheritance for us. The land of Israel does not accept other peoples, as it says, and I will bring the land into desolation, and your enemies that dwell therein will be astonished at it. Pasuk is found in Chumash Vayikra. So long as we shall not dwell in the land, it will remain desolate, which is a sign that Hashem has chosen it for us. Our inheritance is also understood in the plural sense, namely, that it refers both to the Beis HaMikdash on high and the temple below, the supernal and the physical Beis HaMikdash. Pasuk Vav, Pasuk 6. Allah lehim b'shrua Hashem b'kol shofar. Hashem has gone up amidst shouting, Hashem emits the sound of the horn. In the song that Israel will sing in the future, they will say, Hashem is gone up amidst shouting. He is raised above all things. As the scripture said before, I will be exalted among the nations, I will be exalted in the earth. Some explain that Hashem is gone up amidst shouting, anticipates the day when the concealed ark of the law will be brought up, as it says, and David arose and went to bring up from there the ark of Hashem, whereupon he is called the name, even the name of Hashem, of host that sits upon the cherubim, found in Pasuk in Shmuel Beis. It was so called because the glory of Hashem appeared upon it, and it says it came to pass when the ark set forward, that Moshe said, rise up, O Hashem. It's a pasuk that's found in Chumash Bamidbar. Hashem has gone up amidst shouting, as it says similarly, shout to Hashem with the voice of joyous song. Hashem will go up amidst the same joyous shout of the ram's horn. Hashem emits the sound of the horn. Hashem will be exalted by the sound of the shofar. This sound is precious because it was heard at the giving of the Torah, as it says, and when the sound of the horn was louder and louder, Moshe spoke and Hashem answered him by a voice. A pasuk is found in Chumash Shemos. There is also a reference to the onset of the Messianic age. Then Hashem will go up amidst shouting. Hashem emits the sound of the horn. For it will come to pass on that day that a great horn will be sounded. A pasuk found in Yeshayahu. As it says, all you inhabitants of the world, and you that dwell on the earth, see when the ensign is lifted up on the mountain, and hear when the horn is sounded. Our sages have said, when Hashem goes up and sits on the throne of judgment, he goes up in justice, for it says, Hashem, in his attribute of judgment, is gone up amidst shouting. But when the people of Israel take up their horns and sound them before Hashem, he rises from the throne of judgment and sits upon the throne of mercy. As it says, Hashem, in his attribute of merciful loving kindness, emits the sound of the horn. He is filled with compassion for them and transforms the attribute of judgment into the attribute of mercy. This happens through sounding the horn, for Hashem is then reminded of the devotion of Avram at the binding of Yitzchak. It recalls the ram that was substituted for Yitzchak as the burnt offering. Our Chachamim teach us that no less than 10 Malchus blasts of the horn are sounded on Rosh Hashanah. Thereby we proclaim and acknowledge the kingship of Hashem. These correspond to the 10 hymns chanted by David, Psalm number 150. Acclaim Hashem in His holiness. One of them says, acclaim Him with the sounding of the horn. They also correspond to the 10 exhortations by Yeshayahu, which allude to Israel's sins. Wash you, make you clean, put away the evil of your deeds from before you, my eyes, cease to do evil, learn to do well, seek justice, relieve the oppressed, judge the fatherless, plead for the widow, a pasuk found in Sefer Yeshayahu. Rosh Hashanah is the day of judgment, as it says there, come now, let us reason together, saith Hashem. Though your sins be as scarlet, they will be as white as snow. Though they be red like the crimson, they will be as wool. The Chachamim also instituted that the shofar be sounded every year on the new moon of Elul, Shchodesh Elul. It was on the first day of Elul that Hashem said to Moshe, come up to me into the mountain, the sound pasuk in Chumash Devarim. A shofar was then sounded throughout the camp, announcing his going up, lest the Jews err once again to worship the calf. On this day Hashem was exalted by the sounding of that shofar. As it says, Hashem has gone up amidst shouting, Hashem emits the sound of the horn. Similarly, the shofar is sounded every new moon as a warning that calls upon the people of Israel to repent. In the present psalm, the name Elikim appears 7 times, and this psalm is thus recited 7 times prior to the sounding the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. The 7th time the name Elikim is mentioned is in the final pasuk. The princesses of the peoples are gathered together, the people of Hashem of Avram, for to Hashem belong the shields of the earth. He is greatly exalted. This alludes to the 7th millennium, when Hashem will be a high tower, and He alone will be greatly exalted. The Zohar writes, Hashem has gone up amidst shouting. On Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish people sound the shofar, and this sound goes up on high to stir the shofar of the firmament, which arouses the attribute of mercy. The Holy One rises from the throne of judgment to sit on the throne of mercy, and the prosecuting angels are not permitted to prosecute. Pasuk Zion, Pasuk 7. Zamru Elohim, Zameru, Zamru Lemalkenu, Zameru. sing hymns to Hashem, sing hymns to our King, sing hymns. When the attribute of justice will be elevated amidst shouting and amidst the sound of the horn, and Hashem will have risen from the throne of judgment to sit on the throne of mercy, the Jewish people will sing hymns to Hashem. Sing hymns to our King, sing hymns. Having said earlier that they will continue to shout all the time, now he explains that they will sing hymns to glorify him. They will sing hymns because he is our God, and they will sing hymns because he is our King. Pasuk Ches, Pasuk 8. Ki melech kol ha'oretz elokim zamru maskil. For God is the King of all the earth, sing a hymn maskil. Maskil may be read as the enlightened one, or else as referring to the Haim. Within the first interpretation, Pasuk says, because God is the King of all the earth, sing also a Haim to him as the enlightened one. An alternative interpretation says, sing a Haim, you who are enlightened by the knowledge that Hashem is the King of all the earth. A related interpretation says, sing a Haim of enlightenment to inform mankind that Hashem is the King of all the earth. Sing a Haim, O enlightened one, they alone will sing in the world to come, who are enlightened in this world by the knowledge of the Creator's greatness. Thus Rabbi Elazar the Great said, anyone who's taken up with a chapter of song in this world merits to recite it in the world to come. As it says, then Moshe will sing, Pasuk found in Parshat Bishalach and Chumash Amos. Similarly, the Pasuk says here, sing a Haim maskil, as it is written, but let him that glorifies glory in this, that he understands and knows me, a Pasuk found in Yirmiyahu. These matters may be understood further by noting that there are two kinds of fear, awe before Hashem that comes from the recognition of God's greatness, and fear of punishment, like fearing punishment at the hand of a king of flesh and blood. It is best to combine both kinds of fear, for one who serves or works out of fear is more careful. Accordingly, the Torah says here, sing hymns to Hashem, sing hymns to our King, sing hymns. For Hashem is the King of all the earth, sing a hymn maskil, sing because Hashem is King and also because He is God. Pasuk Tes, Pasuk 9. Hashem reigns over the nations. Hashem sits upon His holy throne. In the future, everyone will say that Hashem reigns over the nations, that Hashem sits upon His holy throne. They will acknowledge that His throne is complete, for His greatness will be evident to all. Until then, Hashem will only reign over the Jewish people, for the other nations will not have known Him. But now they will say that Hashem reigns over the nations. Thus the prophet said, and Hashem will be the King over all the earth, a passage that is found in Zechariah. Now Hashem sits upon His holy throne. He is like a king on His throne. They are all subservient to Him, and they are all His possessions. Hashem sits upon His holy throne. He dwells only in the holy temple. As it says, O throne of glory on high, from the beginning, the place of our sanctuary. A pasuk that's found in Yirmiyahu. Our sanctuary, the Beis HaMikdash, is the throne of glory that is raised high by Hashem, who has always existed. He is from the beginning. Hashem reigns over the nations, but so long as there are wicked men in the world, it is as if Hashem is not seated on His throne. Similarly, the pasuk says in Haggai, and I will overthrow the throne of kingdoms. Pasuk Yud, Pasuk 10. Nedive Amim Nesafu Amalahe Avram Ki Lelehim Magine Eretz Me'od Nala. The princesses of the peoples are gathered together, the people of the God of Avram, for to God belong the shields of the earth. He is greatly exalted. The greatest people of every nation will come together with the people of the God of Avram. Avram is mentioned because of the souls they have acquired in Haran. He proclaimed the name of Hashem wherever he went, and together with his wife Sarah brought many to acknowledge Hashem. For to Hashem will come the shield of the earth, the highest people and the kings. is greatly exalted. On that day, Hashem will be greatly exalted over everything, and everyone will acknowledge that the kingdom is Hashem's for all eternity. When Hashem will be acknowledged as the sovereign, all the great people of the nations will assemble to proclaim the glory and the greatness of the King of Kings. They will approach the people of the God of Avram, and they will speak the name of Avram. For Avram had been the father of a multitude of nations, had called on the name of Hashem and proclaimed his faith to the world. A literal meaning of the word the Divi, the generous ones, refers to the Jewish people who are characterized by deeds of generosity and loving kindness, more so than any other people. In this trait, they are the people of Avram. For Avram was a man who practiced loving kindness towards everyone. They are thus the shields of the earth. They protect their fellow men by their philanthropy and by walking in the ways of their God. Hence, they are greatly exalted. The people of Israel are also Nedive in the sense of volunteers. They alone among the peoples on the earth had voluntarily agreed to accept the Torah. Our sages infer that in the future the nations will contend that they had done much to enable the Jewish people to devote themselves to the study and observance of the Torah. For the Torah says, the generous ones of the peoples are gathered together to sustain the people of the God of Avram. The Torah also conveys here the reality of divine providence. Although Hashem is greatly exalted, he nonetheless supervises and shields the inhabitants on earth who are worthy of it. Thus Hashem said to Avram, I am your shield in the merit of the Torah. Another interpretation of the words Magini Eretz Moed Nala, even then in the times of Mashiach, when all men will have accepted the yoke of the kingdom of Hashem, the Jewish people will retain their special importance as the people of God of Avram, for they had sacrificed themselves for the cause of disseminating knowledge of Hashem's kingship in the world. Everyone will acknowledge the special status. It has already been noted that the present psalm is recited 7 times prior to the sounding the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. For on this day all the nations pass before Hashem like sheep for the counting. The psalm refers to 3 reasons for the sounding of the shofar. 1, proclaim that on this day the world was created and Hashem reigns in the world. 2, make it known that Hashem will be acknowledged in the future as the sovereign of the world, and that after the coming of the Mashiach, knowledge of his godliness will be widespread. 3, call the people to repentance. Accordingly, it says, all you nations, the tribes of Israel, clap your hands, because Chaf Pei numerically, which is Kaf, numerically equals to 100. This is an allusion to the 100 blast of the shofar sounded over the course of the day on Rosh Hashanah. On that day, shout to Hashem with the voice of joyous song. Corresponding to the first reason, it says, for Hashem is most high, awesome, a great king over all the earth. The day of Rosh Hashanah is the day of the creation of the world, and Hashem is king over all the earth. Corresponding to the second reason, that a great horn will be sounded at the coming of the Mashiach, as a pasuk that's found in Sefer Yeshayahu, it says, that he chooses our inheritance for us, the pride of Yaakov forever. The base Hamikdash will be rebuilt and never again destroyed. Yaakov's name is mentioned because Yaakov was the first to call this site a house of Hashem, pasuk that's found in Chumash Bereishis. An enduring house. The third reason that's a call for repentance is alluded to in Hashem is gone up amidst shouting. Through repentance and sounding of the shofar, the attribute of judgment on high departs and the attribute of mercy descends. Now we go to chapter 48, pasuk 1. Shir Mizmor Lifnei Korach, a song, a psalm of the sons of Korach. Pasuk base. Godol Hashem Umuhulol Me'od Ve'ir Lehenu Har Kodesho. Great is Hashem, and highly to be praised in the city of our God, the mountain of His sanctuary. The sons of Korach composed this psalm to express the many excellent qualities of the holy city of Yerushalayim. At the same time, they praise Hashem, for Yerushalayim is the city of our God. It is superior to all other places, mainly because it is the site of the holy Beis Hamikdash on the mountains of his sanctuary. Some say that this psalm speaks of the future redemption. Hashem will then judge all the nations in Yerushalayim, and our God will be exalted in the city of our God, the mountain of his sanctuary. That is to say, Yerushalayim will then be acknowledged as the city of our God, Elohim as the city of the judge and ruler of the world and her palaces. Elohim refers to the attribute of law and judgment. Everyone will be in fear and trembling of the judgment of Hashem, for he will be known as a fortress and a stronghold of the Jewish people. In the previous pasuk, the singer spoke about the ingathering of the exiles and the establishment of the kingdom of God in the future. As it says, sing hymns to Hashem, sing hymns to our King, sing hymns. Accordingly, he speaks here in praise of the Holy Temple in Yerushalayim. Following the fulfillment of all the other prophecies for that time, the Temple in Yerushalayim will be at the peak of their eminent grandeur. The days of Mashiach, Yerushalayim will be the city of our God, where all flesh will praise Hashem. Pasuk that's found in Sefer Yeshayahu. Some say that this psalm was composed by the prophetic inspiration of the Holy Spirit, and that it refers to the days of Yeshaphat, when all the multitudes of the enemy horde fell dead, as prophesied by Gaziel, son of Zechariah, as found in Divrei Hayamim. The psalm opens with a song, a psalm of the sons of Korach. The Zohar writes, Rabbi Abba opened by saying, this song is a superior song of praise that suppresses all other praises which the sons of Korach had been found worthy to pronounce. It is a song of psalm, praise upon praise, praise that comprises two expressions of praise. We will continue Mitzvah Shem in our next shir. We are learning Sefer Tehillim with the commentary of Ma'am Lois by Rabbi Shmuel Yushalmi. This is Shir number 23. May the learning of Torah be a merit for myself, yourself, for listening to this tape or CD or any of our other Torah lectures online at EnglishTorahTapes.com. We are holding in chapter 45, Pasuk 13. Uvastor b'mincha panayach yichalu ashirei om. Daughter of Tyre, the riches of the people will entreat your favor with a gift. Daughter of Tyre, when they hear of your high station and of the king's strong love for you, they will entreat your favor with a gift. The wealthiest people will honor you. With the interpretation that the pasuk speaks of the Mashiach, the singer says, the daughter of Tyre will entreat you to accept her gift. This corresponds to the words of Yeshayahu, they will lay their hand upon Edom and Moab, and the children of Ammon will obey them. pasuk that's found in Yeshayahu. There's an indication here that if a man desires to be worthy of possessing the light of Hashem, attaining knowledge of the Torah, and merit the world to come, he must forsake all material things and luxuries to which he has been accustomed since birth. Let him not fear that by doing so he will be abandoned and remain bereft of everything. On the contrary, when the king of the world would desire your beauty, as the last pasuk we learned, O daughter of Tyre, the riches of the people will entreat your favor with a gift. They will provide you with all good things. Pasuk Yudalit, pasuk 14. Kol kevuda bas melech panimo mimishpetzois zohav levusha. The full glory of a king's daughter is within. Her raiment is inwrought with gold. Not only the daughters of Tyre will then come to entreat your favor, but the king's daughter will also come. She whose full glory is to remain within her chamber, and whose raiment is inwrought with gold, on the rare occasion that she does venture forth, even she will become to behold your face. The singer proclaims the difference between the congregation of Israel and the daughter of Tyre, whose sole distinction is that the riches of the people will entreat your favor with a gift. All they can do is endeavor to ingratiate themselves with pieces of silver. It is otherwise for the congregation of Israel, the king's daughter, whose full glory is within. Her raiment is inwrought with gold. She remains within her land, which is as precious to her as patterns of gold. A subtle interpretation says, a man must strive to make his inner self as his outer self. As Eov said, I clothed myself in righteousness, and it robed me. Injustice was my cloak and turban. In ancient times, a cloak was the customary dress of prophets and men of piety, and Eov thus says, if I have clothed myself with elegant outer garments, a cloak and a turban, an allusion to fine character traits and good manners, so have I been clothed with fine inner garments. I clothed myself in righteousness, and justice was my cloak and turban. Simmer the singer says here, the full glory of a king's daughter, a human being whose soul is a daughter of God, or else the Jewish people who is a daughter of God, is within. Her raiment is inwrought with gold. Her inner self should be as her outer self. It is no glory for her to resemble a jewel of gold in a swine's snout, a pasuk that's found in Mishlei. Our sages teach, when a woman out of modesty confines herself to the home, she is worthy of marrying the high priest and will give rise to the generation of high priests. They relate that Kimchet had 7 sons, all of whom served as Kohanim Gedolim, high priests. So a question was sent to her, what good deeds have you done to your credit? She said to them, never have the beams of my house seen the hair on my head. There is an allusion here to the congregation of Israel. She is a daughter of the King of Kings, and there is an allusion to secret teachings of the Torah. The full glory is within. This is also an allusion to the soul that fulfills the will of her master. Although the full glory of the king's daughter is within, inside her own home, the body where she dwells in poverty and privation, Hashem will supply all her needs in the world to come. For as our sages teach, when one keeps the commandments of God in poverty, in the end, he will fulfill them in wealth. Or else it may be said, when a person adheres to the Torah and fulfills the mitzvahs, he provides the soul with her raiments. These are more precious than patterns of gold. Pasuk Tesvav, Pasuk 15. Lirkomos tuval lamelech besulos achareho reoseho buvo os loch. She will be led into the king in embroidered garments. The virgins, her companions that follow her, will be brought to you. The king's daughter, who will come for a visit, will be led into the king in embroidered garments. She will not come alone. Together with all her companions that follow her, she will be brought to you. The singer goes on to say that with gladness by their own choosing and with rejoicing they will be led into the king's palace. Pasuk Tezayin, Pasuk 16. Tuvalno bismochos vogil tuvoeno beheichal melech. They will be led with gladness and rejoicing. They will enter into the king's palace. Everyone will behold the king's glory, a reference to the Mashiach. the people will be led to you with gladness and rejoicing. The king's daughters, the nations of the world, will joyously enter the palace where the Messianic king is seated to pay him homage. The queen means the congregation of Israel. She will be the mistress among all the peoples. Hear, O daughter, the singer says. He tells each nation to obey the will of the king of the world by adhering to the seven Noahide laws. Pasuk Yud Zayin, Pasuk 17. Tachas avosecho yiyu v'necho teshvisemo l'sorim b'chol ha'oretz. Instead of your fathers will be your sons, whom you will make princesses in all the land. What will they who come to visit him say? They will say, instead of your fathers will be your sons, may your sons ascend to the throne after him. The same thing is said about the Mashiach. Just as the Messianic king will inherit the throne from his forefathers, going back generation after generation to David, so will his sons inherit the throne after him. In relation to the Torah, the present pasuk says, if a man is a Talmud Chacham, and his son is a Talmud Chacham, a wise scholar, and his son's son is a Talmud Chacham, then Torah learning will never depart from his children, from his family. The Talmud explains that this is so if all three generations saw one another. The son's son studied together with his grandfather. Accordingly, it says here, if the condition under your fathers will be your sons will study under your fathers is fulfilled, then you will make, and I will make your name to be remembered in all generations. Throughout the generations, your children will be known as Torah scholars. A somewhat different emphasis says, even when the sons will suppress the stature of their fathers by becoming princesses in all the land, nonetheless they will not deem themselves superior to their fathers and will not spurn their words. Pasuk Yud Ches, Pasuk 18. Askira Shimcha b'chol dor v'dor al kein amim yehoducha l'olam v'ed. I will make your name to be remembered in all generations, therefore will the peoples praise you forever and ever. I will make your name known in every gathering, your renown will be worldwide, and all the peoples will praise you forever and ever. When after their visits they come to part from you before returning to their homes, the princes of the world will say, instead of your fathers will be your sons, whom you will make princesses in all the land. I will make your name to be remembered in all generations. In every generation the people will know the name of Mashiach, and they will wait for his coming. Therefore, when he finally comes, the peoples will praise you forever and ever. They will all proclaim you their king, and your dominion and greatness will be unprecedented. Then again, the singer is perceived as speaking to Hashem. He says, when the Mashiach comes, your name will be proclaimed throughout the world. We were exiled among the peoples of the world so that when the Mashiach comes, they will praise you forever and ever. We have already mentioned the story of the sage who came upon an oasis, ate of the fruit of the tree, drank of the stream passing by there, and when leaving said to the tree, how shall I bless you? Delightful fruit you already have. This is a Gemara, by the way. A fresh stream to water you, you already have. Let me then bless you, that all the plantings taken from you should be like you. Similarly, the singer here blesses the happy man. In place of your fathers will be your sons. His sons should be like him. Thereby I will make your name to be remembered in all generations. What the singer says here about the Mashiach, I will make your name to be remembered in all generations, corresponds to the words of Yeshayahu about the redemption of the Jewish people. As the pasuk says in Yeshayahu, in that day I will praise you. Now we come to chapter 46, pasuk 1. Lam Natseach of Nei Korach al Alamos Shir, for the conductor of Psalm of the sons of Korach upon Alamos a song. This is the third psalm composed by the sons of Korach. The first one was number 44, spoke prophetically of the gullus, the exile that would befall the Jewish people in the future. The second one, 45, spoke of the redemption. The present psalm speaks of the pangs of the Messianic age and the war launched by Gog and Magog. This will be followed by the Jewish people dwelling peacefully in the Holy Land and universal acknowledgement of the Kingdom of God. Their prophecies about the future were spoken under the influence of the Holy Spirit. The songs and chants of praise attributed to them are of great antiquity. and they refer to secret matters of the supernal wisdom. So do all the psalms composed by David himself. The singer begins by declaring, for the conductor, psalm of the sons of Korach, upon Alamos a song. Alamos refers to one of the musical instruments, and it alludes to hidden matters concerning the suffering of the Jewish people. In the end, however, there will be song. After their deliverance from suffering, the Jewish people will chant songs. Then again, the sons of Korach teach us here that songs have to be recited even when afflictions beset the world. For these songs bear witness to historic matters, as our sages have said, for the conductor, psalm of the sons of Korach upon Alamos, a song. Hence the Torah says in Iyov, who does great things past finding out? Yes, wonders without number. No human can count the wonders of Hashem. As David too says, to him who alone does wonders, Hashem alone knows what miracles he performs for us. Accordingly, the sons of Korach said, upon Alamos, the hidden things, Alumos, a song. We have seen hidden things, and we do not know what it was we saw. When a man performs some creative work, we know his purpose. But because God does great things past finding out, we do not understand their aim and profundity. They are hidden matters. The term Olamos can be read Olamos, worlds. The sons of Korach said, we have seen two worlds, that of the righteous and that of the wicked. Behold, the way of those who put their trust in their possessions. When their hour comes, what can they do? Their wealth does not stand by them. As the scripture says, nor will their silver or their gold be able to deliver them on the day of Hashem's wrath. It's a pasuk that's found in Zephaniah. Some explain that when Korach and his band were swallowed up by the earth and the sons of Korach were spared, they prophesied that Hashem will do the same thing to Yerushalayim and its inhabitants. They will be saved while all the peoples and kingdoms who will come to wage war against them would perish. Pasuk Beis, Pasuk 2. Alekim lonu machaser v'oz ezro b'tzoros nimtzom od. Hashem is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. When troubles come, the prophesied birth pangs of the Messianic age besets us. Hashem is our refuge. Similarly, the Torah says, hide yourself for a little moment until the indignation will have passed. A pasuk that's found in Sefer Yeshayahu. Hashem will be a very present help to save our small people from the might of many populous nations. Similarly, the sons of Korach said earlier, O Hashem, we have heard with our ears, you did break and batter the peoples. You have cast off and brought us to confusion and shame, and you do not go forth with our host. But you will also be our refuge and strength when the birth pangs of the Messianic age are felt. The ways of Hashem are not as the ways of flesh and blood. Friends stand by a person in times of peace and prosperity, but may not stand by him in times of trouble. Hashem's way is to be a very pleasant help in trouble. He is more helpful than in times of calm and well-being. Thus the sons of Korach declare, just as a miracle occurred to save them when the ground upon which they stood became like a fortress, so will Hashem perform a similar miracle for us in the future. As it says, Hashem will be a high tower in times of trouble. It has been noted that the letters of the word Me'od, Mem Aleph Dalet, are the beginning letters of Mashiach Adam David, to indicate that David himself will be the Mashiach, and he will yield the authority of Adam, the first man. Hashem is very close to any of us. He is very present to those who turn to him. But other gods are called alien deities. They are alien to their petitioners and cannot help them. A very present help in trouble, as it says, but if from there you will seek Hashem your God, you will find him. If you seek him with all your heart and with all your soul, a pasuk that is found in Chumash Devarim. Now Machaser, refuge, means refuge from afflictions that come from heaven, while O, strength, means being saved from afflicting that originate on earth at the hand of man. The singer says that Hashem saves the person from both kinds of troubles. Indeed, he transforms the troubles themselves into becoming a help. Ezra Betzoris. Literally, as our sages declare, he makes of the wound a bandage. At all times, therefore, help.